Welcome. Your journey starts with improving every aspect of your life. Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast is about discovering your true potential, overcoming your fears, and fighting life like the brave warrior that you are. Be sure to hit the like, comment, and follow button. Your host, Miss V, the Core of Life coach, has over 20 years of military and personal life experiences transforming lives from a caterpillar to a butterfly and bringing on the top influencers, successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and more who are rock stars in life, business, and relationships. On days when everything seems overwhelming, someone must remind you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And with rain comes rainbows. What seems difficult to swallow today is exactly where you'll derive your strength from on the days to come. You are greater than your fears and braver than you seem. Miss V, the Core Life Coach, shares how the hurdles of today will build your tomorrow if you take the right road. Your brighter future demands that you can step up now and change the game for yourself.
Welcome to another epic episode four of Let's Talk Corelicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, the one and only Miss V, also known as the Core Life Coach Extraordinaire. Now, let me tell you, tonight's episode is going to blow your mind. We're diving deep into the world of rewriting your story. And trust me, it's going to be a wild ride. Hold up. Wait a minute. Picture this. You're sitting on the edge of your seat with your favorite snack in hand, ready to be entertained and inspired like never before. We have got a rock star guest who has rewritten her own story and is here to spill the beans on how she did it. Get ready for jaw-dropping tales of resilience, triumph, and the power of never giving up. But wait. There's more. Throughout the episode, I'll be sharing some mind-blowing strategies and tips that will leave you itching to grab a pen and rewrite your own destiny. So buckle up, my rock stars, because tonight we are transforming from caterpillars to butterflies, and it's going to be one heck of a metamorphosis. Grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and get ready to be entertained, inspired, and empowered like never before. I am beyond thrilled to introduce you to an incredible powerhouse, I must add, the incredible Hergie Estope, who is joining me on my podcast today. Get ready for an uplifting and empowering conversation that will leave you feeling inspired. Welcome to the show, Queen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am so beyond thrilled and excited to be on your podcast tonight.
Awesome. 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 Well, I have to ask you to just chill and relax a little bit, because I want to add just a little more so people get used to who you are. Can I do that?
Of course.
Hergie Estope is not only an amazing entrepreneur, she's a mindfulness and confidence coach who has helped countless individuals overcome self-doubt and unlock their inner strength. Her expertise in manifesting desires and creating positive change is truly remarkable. Prepare to be blown away by the real-life transformations she has facilitated. That's not all. Hergie brings a unique twist to her coaching sessions by incorporating spirituality into her approach. She would share how spirituality plays a vital role in her work and how it enhances the overall experience. So get ready for a spiritual awakening, my rock stars. So let's give another warm welcome to Herji Is Soap for joining us on this podcast.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Yes.
What an honor. What a great intro. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's dive into these questions and spread some positivity. So I'm going to start asking you the first question. How did your fashion journey begin and what led you to become a fashion designer?
My fashion design began, I've always looked up to, when I was a kid, actually, I lived in a small town in the Philippines, and I've always wanted to be included. I've always wanted to be somewhat, like, cool or look cool, and I thought fashion designer would be great, and I started sketching since I was a kid. So then when I went to high school, it's something that I truly wanted to pursue. I've always had an eye for fashion, and I got accepted to FITM, which was really great. It was a dream of mine to get accepted, and I lived every moment of it. I started to learn to make my own clothes, which was so great and amazing. My last design job was Alo Yoga, which I'm so grateful for. But then it's not something that is for me anymore, but at that time, it was still meant to be for me at that time to grow.
Okay, I get you. All right, can you share more about your transformative journey on self-development and your certification as a leader in your field?
Can you clarify that question for me?
Yes, so let's talk about your transformational journey of self-development. So you had an interesting story. And when we're talking about your story, really it goes back to 2020.
Right. Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's really going into what I'm talking about. 2020, the impact on your life, and what role did spirituality play in your healing process? How about diving into that question instead?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to start with my dream was to be a fashion designer, right? And then when I became a fashion designer, I was in the industry for about like 5 to 6 years. So from being so excited that I got to fulfill what it is that I truly wanted to fulfill, it started becoming really boring for me, where the inspiration started dissipating, where instead of being so excited that it's Monday that I get to go to work and design, it started feeling like a drag, like, and I started not knowing myself, and I started feeling like I'm lost. I don't know which direction I'm going to. So then, my 10-year relationship then was very rocky. So I started going into a self-development program where I started discovering who I am, and I started releasing all of this blocks within me. That was the beginning of it all. I was in self-development field, and I was a leader in that field, and I was on that journey for about 5 years. And then back in 2020, that was the pinnacle of really that's really where I truly, truly stepped into my power. But I had to lose the most important people in my life in order to do that. My mom, my grandma, and my aunt, who's basically like my parents, I lost them back in 2020, and they're just 5 months apart. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was really sick, too, during that time frame that we almost lost her, too. And then a couple of months later, we ended, me and my ex-boyfriend then ended our 10-year relationship. And then a week after our breakup, he already got into a serious relationship. So processing all of that emotion of that shock happened all in 1 year was just like too much for me. And and then when I saw my mom like fighting for her life in bed, and she looked at me straight in the eye like, "Woof, woof, what happened?" And I could see the sorrow and sadness in her eyes. See, it's okay if it's like me going through that pain, but for my mom to look at me that she's so heartbroken for me, I couldn't handle that. And in that moment I had two choices. It's either I'm gonna be I'm not going to be the same person anymore. I'm going to be bitter. I'm going to be so cruel to the world, and the people that around me are not going to experience the best version of me, or I'm going to have to face it once and for all and face my fears. So the next following on that day, I booked my flight to Mexico. I had no freaking idea how I was going to afford that, to be honest, because it was like still pandemic. And then I did. The next thing you know, I started manifesting trips to Mexico as if I was just going to LA to West Hollywood, back and forth like that for 4 months. Mm-hmm. And I loved it so much because I totally immersed myself in the culture. I met so many people worldwide from all over the world, and I lived there. I decided to live there for the summer. And then I was working for like only 5 hours. I was in marketing then, so I transferred from fashion design mm-hmm. to marketing. And I started manifesting so much, and met so many people, and then I doubled my income.
Wow, that's
in a nutshell.
Okay, so let's deep dive into this question. What tools and techniques do you use to help individuals build inner confidence and manifest, since we just talked about manifest, a life aligned with their true desires?
Okay, so the way, thank you so much for that question. That's very important. So the way that I teach is not really motivational speaking. It's a lot of experiential. So I work a lot with energy work. So I do teach fundamental tools such as integrity, such as values and morals and the laws of the universe. Once that's done, then we'll work on the energy. And then I do a lot of breath work incorporating with that. But it's truly all about the energy, and it's very, very specialized. So it's imagine this. When I teach, mm-hmm. it's like I cannot explain to you how to ride a bike, but you got to ride the bike yourself.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question on the lines of coaching. Have you ever had a person that didn't align with what you were trying to provide that service for them, meaning that sometimes our energy doesn't mesh, but you will try to go ahead and support that individual's goals? Have you ever been in a situation like that before?
You know, luckily not yet, because before they even get into my coaching, we do get on Zoom first, and then we do interviews first to see if they're in alignment. I don't just accept anyone if they're not in alignment to whatever it is that I'm teaching. So I will slightly decline if they're not in alignment. So if there's nothing forced in my coaching, nothing like that. I'll tell them what it is that I'm about. I give them a sample of what I do. And then if they feel it in their heart to feel that mm-hmm. it's for them, and then they get on it first. They already have to start believing in the laws of the universe and manifestations.
Okay.
If they're not there yet and they're open to it, then that's great. But it's not for everybody. And I'm so, so, so grateful that I have acquired clients that are in my alignment with me by far.
Awesome. I do believe, you know, energy connects the right chemistry and everything moving forward. I'm a core life coach too. And I tell you, it has to be a great spirituality for me when I'm connecting with people to the core, because it's important for and I know you can agree with this, Hergy, that you don't want to waste anyone's time. That's number one.
Yeah.
And if they're not a good fit, then we go ahead and talk about it right up front. And that's just being transparent about it. So I truly believe that that's critical. How has your story and teachings impacted the lives of those you have touched?
Oh, my gosh. Until now, I'm still pinching myself because I feel like I never thought that I would be in this position, because I thought that I will just always work for somebody. So now that, because I have gone through so many challenges in my life, and before I didn't understand why, but now I understand, because I am meant to go through so much challenges in my life and meant to overcome them so that I could teach it, so mm-hmm. that I could walk people through, that they can truly handle anything that comes their way. So now whenever I look at my students, I'm so freaking proud to the confidence, inner confidence that they have cultivated within themselves. And what I mean by that is they start to love themselves now, of who they see in the mirror. Every flaw, every pain, every beauty that they have gone through, every freaking thing that they are seeing in the mirror, instead of not accepting that about them, they're starting to accept that about themselves. And for me to see that, I feel I'm doing a good job and I've done my job. That's all I really want. It's for you to truly look at yourself in the mirror and truly feel and see how beautiful you truly are.
Absolutely. Well said, Queen. What lessons can we learn from your journey about resilience and personal growth, even though we just kind of talked about it a little bit, unpack that a little bit more for me?
You know, about resilience, well, first off, in order to have resilience, you have to go on like a fuck yes into life. You have to be 100%. When I said yes, that I'm going to take a leap of faith to go to Mexico, not knowing what the fuck I was doing, but I knew it in my gut that I was going to turn my life around. I was 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000% yes to whatever it takes for me to turn things around about my life. That's the first step. And then resilience is going to come through. Because if you're just going to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, but you don't believe it in your heart, then things are not going to be in alignment. The first step, you have to be full yes. Every ounce of you, every part of your soul has to be in alignment to what you're saying yes to. And you have to be ready to whatever it takes in order to truly attain what it is that you truly want and desire.
I love that. I love that. Being a fool, yes. That is powerful.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, because if you're a full yes to what it is that you truly desire, whatever it takes, you are ready to do whatever it takes to get to attain what it is that you truly desire, then you can handle anything. Then the universe is truly going to give it to you because the frequency, your frequency is now matching the universe.
Absolutely. That is, you hitting on something right there because that is so true. And, you know, I can expand on that, too, about doing that vision board. Oh, my goodness, that is so powerful, too. Do you do a vision board?
Yes, I put my clients into a vision board. And the way I do vision boards with my clients is, like, you have to actually truly, truly feel the images that you're putting through.
Ooh,
like, feel it, smell it.
I love it.
Feel the touch, all of it. And when you start looking at your vision board, oh, my God, it's magical. I've manifested so much in my life, and I'm truly, like, living the life that I have created. I fully design my life. Of course, there's still a lot of challenges that comes my way, but then the power now is I can respond to it powerfully instead of being in a victim mentality.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are some common challenges that you help your clients overcome, and how do you guide them through those obstacles?
Believe it or not, there's still layers of the common denominator of the people that I really encounter and teach. There's different layers of self-love.
Okay.
We're always truly working of a part of us that we still don't accept within ourselves. We all have insecurities, and whatever that may be, it could come in different forms. So that's there's different layers of self-love that that people are actually facing. And I've talked to so many people that are dealing with something. We're all dealing with something. If you're telling me you're not dealing with something, I don't think you're a human being.
Right.
We're all dealing with something.
That part.
Yes. And it's truly about... it's all about self-love. There's always, always a part of us that we still haven't accepted, and it goes deeper and deeper. So definitely insecurities. Common denominator is insecurities, and the more you talk to people, the more you realize that we're all the same.
I truly agree with that as well. I have a question here because, you know, you've heard that old phrase, coaches need coaches, too. So how do you stay motivated and inspired in your personal growth journey?
I thank you for that question. Thank you. I cannot. I love it. I love it. I cannot do it alone because I designed my life the way that it is. I am surrounded with spiritual coaches around me where I can just pick up the phone and then call them of what it is that I'm dealing with. I'm surrounded with like tools that I have cultivated under my belt to use. And mm-hmm. that's how I keep going. And honestly, prayers, truly.
Yes.
It's very, very, it's something that I truly, from the bottom of my heart, pray to your angels, pray to your guides, pray to the universe, pray to God, whatever entity that you want to call it. They are so, so powerful. So powerful. Mm. That's what truly helps me, prayers.
Yes, and you know, I can agree with that too because I'm spiritual, but I keep the faith. And then you know, God is really bringing the right people, and that's called that great energy around me. And what I really found out when I'm doing that, I'm able to really connect with their core as well, and also know that they got my back. And that's the beauty thing about when coaches meet coaches, but also it's good to know that you have someone that is in your corner and vice versa. And that's the beauty thing about it. Now, I'm going from your bio here, and you're talking about the soul coach and guide. So let me ask you this question. Can you elaborate on your role as a soul coach and guide and how you draw from your personal healing and growth journey to help others?
Okay, so I'd like to elaborate that because whenever I talk to people, like I coach people, they instantly relate to me as a therapist or a life coach, or I give advice to people. That's why I wanted to elaborate what it is that I truly do. I work on the soul purpose of a human core. That's what of a human core. So I do a lot of exercises and practices where it truly shifts the energy. My job is to just be your guide, to be your own healer, so that you could truly, fully trust yourself and come home to yourself. The least that I do whenever I coach is give advice, because you already know the answer within you. The only thing that my job is to just show you a mirror right in front of you through the practices uh-huh. that we go through together for you to realize how beautiful you really are, and then you come home to your soul. But it's not something awesome. That you take notes or anything. It's really just like riding the bike with me. You're going to learn on the spot.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love how you said really come home to your soul. That is so powerful. That's the essence of on this journey of what we're doing. We have all faced hardships in our lives, and we do need to be connected with the right energy, the right professional that is going to give us that bike and let us get on that bike and ride, but also know that wherever you fall or wherever you stop, we're still right there cheering you on. The beauty thing about life is also just being able to be transparent. As coaches, I know for myself as a coach, we do want to be able to start off with getting to know them and to be able to find out what's really going on with them. And I truly believe transparency is of the essence of making sure that they are vulnerable with us because that's going to figure it out. So was there any time in any one of your sessions that it was hard to break through with an individual because they felt like they couldn't be able to talk about certain things with you?
You know, in the beginning, they do. But because I don't really do any motivational or give advice and I put them into practices, they don't realize how slowly and slowly, slowly they start opening up. And before you say yes to me, it takes a lot of trust. Before I accept that we already start building that relationship between me and the client. So I'm so freaking grateful that I have built that trust beforehand.
Yes, I love that you're saying that because that's the thing that people need to be aware of. Before they do anything, they're going to, number one, they're going to want to trust you, but they really buy you before they buy anything.
And
sometimes people think, oh, if I wow them with all of this right here, no. And consistently showing up, too, consistently showing up, being authentic, being real, they'll be able to eventually trust you. Because a lot of times, I know you can agree with this, you never know who's watching you. And you never know who's going to pick up their phone and say, hey, I've been watching you for a while, and I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Tell me about one of your stories that you can elaborate about of that kind of situation that occurred with you.
What story? Like when somebody's watching you for a while?
Possibly someone has been watching you for a while and they said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get on a call and discuss some certain things. That way you can unpack some of my issues that I have faced.
That's a great question. I do have a couple of those, which is they're the ones who are non-believers at first.
Okay.
A lot of my teachings is very spiritual. And then after talking about exactly what I believe in and showing what I'm truly living, what I represent, they start to see, like, what kind of, like, Kool-Aid is she drinking? Like, I want to get some of that. And then from being so suspicious and non-believers to, like, okay, I'd love to know what it is that you do. And then I put them into a practice. And then they start realizing the shift within their energy. Mm-hmm. And it's very magical, very magical.
Okay, let's go into very magical. So I want you to just think about it for a moment, very magical. Think about a vision board. Give us a few pointers on how you will be able to share a vision board with your client and how they're going to be able to navigate through what they need to get out of it.
So are you saying that share a story of a vision board that became reality and then the client's story of a vision board that became reality? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's worded differently, but I mean the same thing that you're asking me.
Okay, great. Just making sure that I totally understand.
Yeah, you said it differently, but it's the same question, but said differently.
Okay. So first, I mean, I have countless of manifestations, but I would say the one at the top of my head, but they're all freaking insane. The one at the top of my head, last summer, I said, I just want to be invited to Ibiza and be on a yacht, and I get to say yes, you know? And I created a vision board a couple of months later. Me and my boyfriend at that time were together, and my best friend, my other best friend, invited us to go to Ibiza. And then we get to say yes. And I never even thought of what I had said of what I wanted last summer. And then there you have it. I'm in Ibiza on a yacht and went to 8 countries all first class. And then got a helicopter from France, Nice to Monaco. So I declared what I truly, truly wanted. And then it just freaking blew my mind. So,
wow.
I mean, that's one. I have many, 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 many more of that. So that's just like the power of totally declaring what it is that you truly want and totally connecting with every ounce of you that you truly, truly want. And then you have to be fully ready for that to receive. It's important. Yeah. One of the reasons why people are not attaining what it is that they're manifesting is consider that they are not in a place of receiving.
Ah, that's the aha moment right there.
Yeah.
So
consider that it is you're not in a place to fully receive that blessing. It is easy for us to give, but one of the toughest challenges that I see actually with people, and I had a challenge with this myself, is to receive something, to receive a gift, to receive a blessing from the universe. And that's something that I truly, truly would teach my students.
Right. I can relate to that because I've always been on the receiving end. I was always been the giver in every situation. And I was always the one that would put myself last and put everybody first.
and yeah. to include burning the candle at both ends and always saying yes, yes, yes. So it's ironic that you would say that because that is so true, especially when you dive into manifestation and everything. And I'm truly more using my vision board more than ever before now because it's so critical. I went to a vision board networking event a few years back, and I really didn't even consider looking at my vision board. You know how you go to a networking event, you do it, but you just sit it to the side. I didn't even think of that. But when I started getting clarity more, because I had overgone some health issues, so I put all that to the side. And a lot of times we have all these distractions come your way. It's hard to focus. But what I realized is that when you just have time alone, remember I was putting myself always last. So when you have time to yourself, and then you're able to receive it. Why? Because you don't have any distractions. And now you're able to receive it. And then you end up knowing within yourself that no is a complete sentence.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be able to
understand.
I like that. I really like that. Yeah. It is. Because check it out. If you don't, think about it. If you constantly say yes, you're going to get so stressed and overwhelmed. Mm. You really are. And so I truly believe that's important to understand, limit your yes, but be very open to say more of a no, because that's going to really help you to go to where you want to go. Because like you said, you travel the world, you did your vision board, everything came.
I did.
Manifestation. I'm like, I'm loving all of that. I'm like, wow, I'm ready to get my popcorn. I'm ready to just sit down and just
After Mexico, I manifested a trip to London right away for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I really have manifested like nonstop. So from 2021, 2022, I was traveling full on for 2 years. I was in Miami, Palm Beach, New York, Cabo, all around Europe, Miami, Minnesota, name it, London, just,
wow,
just freaking name it. And it's just like, as I'm watching my life unfold, it was just so freaking ridiculous. When I manifested a trip to Cabo, I had a butler to myself for a week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. How long were you there?
A week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you get a tan?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a tan?
Yeah, I got a tan.
Wow, that's really nice.
Now that I feel like I am unlocking the secret to manifestations, I'm just manifesting trips here and there that I have an opportunity to go to Hawaii. But because, like you say, like limit your yes. And say yes to the things that's in alignment to what you truly, that's so beautiful. Aww. Now I'm actually, I have an opportunity to go to Hawaii, and I said no 3 times because of what it is that I am building right now in my business, because I'm just much more focused now. So yes, I do agree with you. It's not everything that comes your way you should agree or you should say yes to.
Yes, I'll give you a prime example. A lot of times when you're on that path of just ready to just be able to manifest everything that you want in your business, there's always someone will pick up their phone and ask you to be a part of this, be a part of that, be a part of this and that. But you truly have to be honest with yourself and say, you know what, I'm on this journey to be able to provide a resource or product for individuals that need what I have. And so sometimes you have to have a discerning spirit also to recognize that sometimes when people come to you, that's really getting you off the path or what you are called to do with what you really want to do with your life. So that's why I say limit those yeses and be prepared to say, or the no's, because
because there are times when you're ready to go to your next and then something derails your next and halts you, which leads me into the question. Have you ever been in a situation where this we're talking about more of your life, that something didn't pan out the way it wanted to in your life, any situation?
Yes.
And how did you handle it?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I said, have you ever had a situation that didn't pan out in your life, and how did you handle it?
That didn't pan out the way it wanted it to be.
So in other words, like you, let's say, for example, you had a goal, and the goal was you wanted, you like to travel a lot, but like, say, for example, traveling, you wanted to do something and it never came to fruition. Have you ever had a situation like that happen? You planned something out, you wanted it to happen, and it didn't happen. And then even though it didn't happen, you chose to look at it in a different way. Have you had a situation like that happen before?
Yes. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to go on a little bit of a serious side. Are you okay with that?
Okay. Yes, okay. I love it. Yes, go.
All right. So right after my 10-year relationship, it was New Year's Eve, and I was so heartbroken, and I just wanted to escape New Year's Eve. I wanted to sleep it off. Just looking at that moment, it was one of the saddest moments of my life. And then I stalked my ex on social media, and he's having the time of his life while I'm literally in bed looking outside the window with fireworks everywhere in Los Angeles, and I'm so sad. And then in that moment, I said, by this time next year, I will be with the highest caliber you could possibly imagine, and I mean it. And I'm going to celebrate New Year's Eve outside of that country. And I really, really meant it from my heart with so much conviction. By the way, that's one of the powerful tools of manifestation. When you say it out loud with so much conviction and you mean it, you have no idea how powerful your words are. So then a year later, I had forgotten about that. A year later, I met a guy that is, I wouldn't say a year later, like probably six months later, and then a year in, I've already started dating this guy who's very successful. He's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying that, there's a reason why I'm saying that, is I look back to that time is exactly what I had asked for. Exactly what I had asked for. Now I've fallen deeply in love with him. We're madly in love, and I saw a future with him. On a serious note, I really, really, really wanted it to work out, and I really thought he was the one. So then we had our disagreements, and then we broke up. So with that type of life, it was beautiful. I did go on trips on my own, and then some of the trips that I went to, he was included, but then a lot of the trips that I did go through was on my own before I had even met him. And the reason why I'm sharing this was, you'd think that like money is great and money is enough, you know, so we had broken up. But because I have so much self-respect within myself, I had the power to walk away in that relationship. So then he comes back to me about three times. But because I have so much self-respect, and I said, no, I'm not willing to accept anything less. I said, no. Now, do I still love the man? Of course I do. But do I have self-respect? Yes, I do. But that's in a place of so much inner healing that I have done to totally stand up for myself. And that's what I totally, totally vouch for so many women out there, to totally, totally love themselves. Because if once you truly get to that deep healing and truly love who you truly are, then you will fucking know you're worth more than $1 billion.
I hear that. So let me ask you a question. Are you working on any upcoming projects or any collaborations with any organizations or businesses?
Thank you for that question. Now I am in a process of
doing a course for 6 weeks, which is in the works, and I'm so freaking excited about it because a lot of my coaching is one-on-one. Now I feel I am ready to do a group teaching, which I'm pretty excited about.
Awesome, awesome. So can you give us a little bit about what your focus is going to be since you're going to be switching gears to one-on-one? To group?
I still have private clients. I still have private clients. Now I'm just going to expand to group. It's switching gears. It's really all about like feeling your sexiness, like finding your magnetic, your charisma, and feeling beautiful with all the exercises that we're going to do for 6 weeks.
Awesome.
There's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yes, awesome. So, are you gonna be able to travel, or are you just gonna do it via Zoom?
I am gonna be doing it via Zoom, but we never know. Like just last month, I was just in New York, and I don't know where I am actually. I don't know where I will be, but wherever I am in the world, I will be on Zoom teaching, and I'll make time.
Okay, I always ask these three questions. What are three words that describe you? Three words.
Three and words that describe me. Resourceful, determined to whatever it takes that I truly desire, and magnetic.
Ooh, magnetic. Unpack that for us. Magnetic. I like that.
Magnetic. I like that word because now that I go inner and deeper into my healing and I start getting to unravel who I am, because the most interesting people is truly who we are. Like we are the most interesting people that we ever get to know. I start becoming more and more magnetic to myself, and I start attracting so many more blessings around me, and I start becoming more and more beautiful to myself.
Yes.
And everybody is capable of that, everyone.
Yes, I love that, magnetic. That is, you know, that also I feel like magnetic goes into that energy, that magnetic that brings you closer to the right people. And I really love that. And also determined, what makes you so determined about what you're doing? You're very confident, you're powerful. But what makes you so determined?
Because my why is very strong.
Oh, wow. That's
once you have a very strong why, you'll do whatever it takes. And that why is bigger than yourself, you'll do whatever it takes.
Absolutely.
Even if you feel like you can't get up anymore.
I totally agree with that. And let's talk about... when you can't get up anymore, let's set the stage. When you can't get up anymore,
with just plenty of time,
what are some ways you can help your client when they feel like they can't get up anymore? How would you be able to help them in a situation when they just feel like
I always direct them to their life, and we always go through why is it that you can't get up anymore? But it's truly the why of what's going to keep you going. Why are you doing this? Why do you even want this? Because it is, for you to say yes to healing, for you to say yes to self-development, it is not, it's not a kumbaya or anything like that. It is challenging. It is very challenging to say yes to these kind of stuff. But your why, I will always direct them to your why. What is your why? And it's once they get connected to their why, to their dreams, to their vision, that it's so much bigger than where they're at right now, then that makes them keep going.
Awesome. I'm going to go deep. This is going to be, I love this one, and I want you to expand on this question. Can you share any success stories of individuals who you work with and experience significant transformation in their life?
Oh, yes. I love this. Well, I have plenty. But one at the top
Let's
of my
go,
head.
Girl. Let's go.
One at the top of my head was like, I have a client and she's having a hard time finding a job in Los Angeles. She's been finding a job in Los Angeles for like remaining 5 years. So then she was in Europe, and then she got a job to Santa Barbara.
But then her dream job was really in Los Angeles, you know, and she was kind of devastated that she didn't get really the job that she wanted. She got a really good job in Santa Barbara. So then I met up with a client in person, and we did so much energy and healing work. We did like a whole day transformational work. The next following day, she got a job in Los Angeles.
Wow.
That's powerful. Yes. And I can vouch for that.
Yes. Give us another one. That was like, wow,
so,
right there. One more.
Yes. Okay, so another one. I have so many. So one would be my client. She found the man of her dreams.
Okay.
She did. She was in a 7-year relationship. And it was very toxic. So it was like on and off, very toxic. And she didn't really love herself, but we kept working on her energy and totally loving who she truly is inside. And because she started loving who she is and she started getting to know who she is, she attracted a new man in that relationship. In that relationship. So then her 7-year relationship is still like chasing her up until this day. While she's very, very clear in her heart, that's like, that's not the man of my dreams. This is. And she's never been happier in her life.
Wow.
I'm so inspired by her. She's inspiring me. Like, whenever I teach my clients, they're inspiring me of what they're capable to do. Like, my clients teach me so much of what they are doing themselves.
Right. That's awesome. So if you had to go back in time and come back, would you be who you are today, a manifestation coach? Would you want to do something different? Just think about it. If you just had to do it all over again, would you do the same thing?
I now that I look back, if I can connect the dots, I was always, always meant to be a teacher, to truly lead people to who they truly are, whatever you want to call it. It could be manifestation, confidence, whatever that is. But I will probably be doing the same thing of leading people to who they truly are, to leading people to their true power. It's always going to be in the same realm of that. But, you know, I had to go through so much challenges in my life in order to get to where I am right now. I'm still at the beginning of my career, and I am a humble student of life. Very, very humble student, but I wouldn't change it any other way.
I like that. A humble student of life. That is so profound for you to say that, because a lot of times
there's always so much to learn. I know nothing, really. I really know nothing. I'm 33 years old. There's still like, I don't think I've even scratched the surface yet. So... And I'm grateful to where I am right now, and I can say that, wow, I've overcome some challenges in my life, and these challenges are going to come in our life for the rest of our lives. And the power truly is how we face it. Are we going to face it with a place of power, or are we going to face it in a place of victim mentality?
Yes, and let's talk about that victim mentality. How would you handle a person that comes in with a woe me mentality? I've gone through so much and I can't accept or even look myself in the mirror right now. How would you be able to help a client like that to overcome
that? That's a really, really, really good question. Really, really good question. So a lot of the, I grew up in a victim mindset. I was always like, poor me, poor Herji, poor this, poor that, right? And instead of actually going to a client and a person that lives in a victim mentality and comes to me and be like, no, you can do anything, you can do that. Do you honestly think that's going to do something to a person? No, it's going to come in one ear and go out in the other ear.
Mm-hmm.
How you actually do that, at least for me, if you can't put something new unless you clean out the house first. Like, you can't put a brand new furniture unless you take out the old sofa. So that's the practices that I do. We're going to clean up everything first. We're going to go through that. And I'm not invalidating the way that you feel, the poor life that you're experiencing. We're not invalidating that. Everything is valid. We're going to go through every emotion that you're going to experience. We're going to feel it all until you're done feeling it. So we're starting to clean that up slowly. And then once that's clean, then we can start putting something new. new conversations, new time frames, new like shifting your mindset. So you cannot, yes. I always say this, you cannot put icing on a mud. It's like cupcake, you know, like you cannot put icing on a mud. We need to clean the mud first before anything.
Absolutely. And I look at it like as in decluttering too. Because everything is, you know, it's because I look at, and just so you know, sometimes when I travel and I go to speaking events, and sometimes I pack and I'm quick, right? I come in, I said, shoot, I've left some stuff all over the place. But you know the first thing I do? I got to put all that stuff up. I have to clean all that stuff up because my mind is not going to be able to register that what you need to do right now. It's not going to register that because everything is in disarray. So I say the important thing about when you're ready to move to the next level of anything or coaching or whatever you want to do, declutter your life and clear some stuff out of the way so you can have clarity on where you want to go. And we talked about that with the, you know, looking yourself in the mirror is a prime example. See, we don't always have to look ourselves in the mirror and say that, oh, I'm so beautiful. We can look at ourselves in the mirror and we can go about the flaws that we have. So as a manifestation and confidence coach, how do you help a person that is looking in the mirror and they see ugly? How do you help them make sure that they transform their mindset to think in a different way?
When they feel ugly, this is going to sound very weird, but I'm going to allow them to, I'm going to be in holding the space for them to actually feel that first, feel all the emotions first until you're done feeling that, you know, and then now, and this is where the transformational work that we do is really powerful. Once you truly, truly go within and really shed all of that, like, beastie feeling that you feel, and then we can start looking how beautiful you truly are. Because how you see your beauty is actually facing the ugly truth within you.
Oh, that's powerful.
We can't just say, like, oh, you're beautiful to somebody really truly feels that they're ugly. We can't. Right. We've tried. It truly doesn't work. It's like putting icing on the mud yet again. We're going to allow you to face that ugliness right in front of the mirror. And with different practices and different modalities that I do with clients. And once that's done and you truly face that ugliness that you think is ugly, you see past that and beyond that, that ugliness that you see turns out to be so fucking, to be so beautiful.
Yes. Because, you know, I know you can relate to this, you know, your pain is gives you your power. You know, when you a bit. Let's talk about that as a manifestation coach of your pain is your power. How would you elaborate more on that for the listeners?
Your pain is your power. That's so powerful. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. Well, you won't feel power unless you haven't been at the rock bottom, I don't believe.
I agree with that. And
unless you truly understand the deepest pain or deepest challenges, I don't think you could be that powerful. If you're just powerful when you're born, but that's not true power. That's coming from the ego. It's not humble power.
Yes. Because a lot of that pain, that really is what is going to propel you into who you are. A lot of times people want to look away from that, but you got to look at that in the mirror, that pain, and you got to unpack that, and you got to go to your core on a lot of things that's been troubling you, especially for years, and it also goes into decluttering your life too. So on this journey, I truly believe that you and I were meant to connect, and I was reading some of the people that's been on my show, and it's a common denominator. Everyone has a spiritual calling on their lives, and that's the beauty of being on this show. That is a common denominator, and which goes into that magnetic is what we talked about before. And you went into being determined and very resourceful. And, you know, as coaches, that's what you have to be, resourceful. Because sometimes on the end of somebody calling you, you never know what you may get. But you got to be resourceful to get into that mental toolbox and pull out some things, some gadgets, some specialties that you have been hitting, but sometimes you have to bring that out to unique clients that you have. And
yeah,
that builds you up to be a wonderful coach, to be able to do those things in your life. So that's the beauty thing about it, is being able to receive the gift that you have, but also recognize that the person on that receiving end needs what you have. And you have to be humble enough to know that the person that needs me, I need them too, because what helps each other out on this journey is everyone helping each other to survive.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And I love that.
So beautiful. I want to just share a little bit with you. I haven't known you but for a short time, but I feel like I've been knowing you for a longer time. And I am 52, but you're 33. But I feel like I got a little sister over in California. And we just only met, but we have great chemistry, and it's magnetic.
Oh.
And we're both determined to help so many people in our lives today. So I really want to commend you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show, because, you know, I'm on this journey to do something amazing, to hear other people's story, but also they'll get to know me more soon. But I came up with this Let's Talk Politicians, Leave Room for Dessert. This was a spiritual journey. God birthed this in me to do this, and he will not leave me alone. And have you had that feeling before where God will not leave you alone?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where it's at. And when I asked you that question about is this always what you want to do, you said yes. And on our journey, we often realize that sometimes that pain turns into our power that makes us who we are today. And
yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing to be able to understand that we need to remain humble, but also know that this spiritual walk is all a setup to get us to serve and be able to help so many people that need it, because a lot of people do feel ugly. A lot of people do feel sad. A lot of people do feel like they can't go on. And so on this journey, I am so elated that you came on the show and you're able to transform so many listeners of us coming together with the chemistry that we have. I'm going to leave it up to you to share just a little bit more about yourself before we end this podcast.
So come again to share a little bit about myself?
Yes, share something that the viewers would want to take away, either as an aha moment or, wow, I'm amazed at what she does and who she serves as her client.
Oh, thank you. Well, first of all, I'm so grateful for this podcast. It's such an honor to be one of your guests. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And to those of you that are listening, I want you to know, and I want you to truly feel it within yourself, how beautiful you truly are. No matter what it is that you look like, it's not about the outfits that you wear. It's not about the makeup. It's not about how, like, all of these stuff that you see on social media is what's going to make you beautiful. That's just a cherry on top. But what truly speaks is your energy. What speaks is how beautiful you truly, truly see yourself. And that could be as simple as doing some simple practices in the morning of how, like, gratitude is a big practice. Being just grateful that you're alive, being grateful that you can walk, being grateful that you can see. Just by appreciating who you are in little things, and it compounds, then slowly, slowly, slowly you start appreciating who you truly are.
Awesome. Well said, lady. And how will they be able to connect with you if a listener said, hey, I don't want to know more about Herbie? How would they be able to connect with you?
Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful. You can find me on Instagram, and it's Hergie Estoke. It's HERGIE ESTOQUE. That is my Instagram handle. I hope to see you guys there.
Well, thank you for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure, Queen. I look forward connecting, also doing some collaboration. And thanks again for being on Let's Talk Holistic, Leave Room for Dessert podcast. We'll see you next time. Thanks again, Queen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.
Let's Talk Corelicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V. The Core Life Coach will give you the tools to build resilience and activate the leader within and identify what truly matters in your life. Some years down the line, you'll look back and smile at how you thought you might not get through it. That's when you'll be proud of yourself for prioritizing your well-being and personal growth. You are the rock star that your family and kids look up to for light. Let's help you grow and evolve with Let's Talk Corelicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V, the Core Life Coach, an unparalleled opportunity to truly live up to your fullest potential and find comfort in your own skin.